Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah! All praise due to the Most High, our Heavenly Father. Right now we gon' kill any misconceptions and misunderstandings. What up, DJ Optimus Cream? Formerly known as Krispy Kreme. Oh, y'all know me, I'm King G. We praising and worshiping. Oh, this is untraditional right here. Yeah! You got to feel this one down in your spirit. Can you dig it? See, you got to listen a little bit closer to hear it. Wait a minute now. I know they starting to feel it now. Yeah, Father, saturate the atmosphere with your spirit off in here. Who that? Want what with the kingdom?
Your
hands with somebody right now. Look at them in the-
personification. Love in the physical form. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and that Word became flesh. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budget. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return, and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lie talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Mic check, 1 2 1 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ Jesus. I'm your homie Oasis, aka Joshua. And today's topic is Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. Yeah, regardless means without paying attention to the present situation. That's what regardless means. Yeah, he overrides the present situation. Yeah, regardless means without paying attention to the present situation. Regardless means despite the circumstances. They're right. So Jesus Christ is Lord despite the circumstances. Jesus Christ is the Lord despite the present situation. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Jesus Christ is the Lord. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Hear and do what God is saying to you for success. Yeah, hear and do what God is saying to you for success. You got to hear and do what God is saying to you for success, to be successful with carrying out the will of God. Hear and do what God is saying to you for success. So, with that being said, let's scratch the record. Hold on, scratch the record. Got to make this plain and simple. All right, so with that being said, You listening? I'm talking to you, man. Your opinion, your truth, your facts, your philosophy, your religion, your science, your feelings, your own understanding, and whatever else I didn't mention doesn't matter. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. So your opinion, your truth, yeah, y'all want to be big on that. My truth ain't number one truth. Jesus is the truth, okay? So your opinion and your truth is the same thing as your opinion, okay? Your truth, your opinion, your facts, your philosophy, your religion, your science, your feelings, your own understanding, and whatever else I didn't mention doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. That's how God the Almighty, Everlasting Father, made it. Yeah, God the Almighty, Everlasting Father, he made it like that. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. With that being said, let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for another opportunity to worship you and to praise you regardless of the current situation or the circumstances, Father. Jesus Christ, you are Lord regardless. So thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for bringing us through the week. And thank you for giving us the mind to fellowship with each other and to worship and praise you. Father, you get the glory from our lives. You get the glory from this ministry, from this broadcast. Father, you have your way. Forgive us for our shortcomings and flaws, Father, and you creating us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit in the almighty name of Jesus so that you can continue to get your glory. Forgive us again, Father. We receive your forgiveness for our shortcomings and flaws, mess-ups. Father, you have your way in our lives. Yeah, as you've been having it, and for some of us, you're going to start having your way in our lives today. So you have your way in our lives, and you continue to have your way in our lives. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in our lives as well, Father, as it is in heaven. In the almighty name of Jesus, I pray.
And amen.
Yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. You got it? Yeah. All right. So, yeah, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. We are 100% transparent, 100% authentic over here. Yeah. Yeah, not perfect. Especially not to your, according to your standard. You don't even live up according to your own standard. Didn't want somebody else to live up to them. And ain't none of us living up according to God's standards. So if we all measure ourselves up unto God's standards, then you wouldn't be so quick to look at somebody else crazy or look down your nose and all that other stuff. You feel me? Yeah, man. So, yeah, 100% transparent, 100% authentic over here. Over here, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we are interactive broadcast. We pray. We worship and praise. We got them scriptures on deck so we can feed our faith. And we get our problems solved by putting our faith into action. That's how we get our problems solved, by putting our faith into action. Our faith in God in action. Because he is the problem solver. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. We go live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for that Hip Hop in Jesus Christ. Yeah, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that Hip Hop in Jesus Christ. We also go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. with the topics, random topics from the all-knowing one. All right, 11 a.m. on Saturdays. We appreciate you tuning in. If you can't catch us live, always, you can always pull up When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time, because sometimes you need to hear or get your faith fed during the week. You know, sometimes you need your faith fed during the week. So sometimes you can pull up this broadcast, especially if you got a desk job that allows you to listen to music and stuff. Man, pull up in real. Stop listening to that crap that they play on the radio all the time. You know what I'm saying? and pull up that reel. All right? Pull up that reel and tune in, man, and get your spirit fed, get your faith fed, all right? So you can be equipped. It takes more than going to church on Sunday. And since these churches been closed out, I don't know what y'all been doing out here. All right, but you and I need to be spending time with God every day. Now, God is the one that told us to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He said it. And that the Bible is for everybody, whether you believe it or not. The Bible is for every human being. And God told us that he's acquainted with all of our ways. Right? I'm acquainted with all of them, good and bad. Then he told us to acknowledge him in all of our ways, good and bad. I'm not adding no ugly to this unless we're going to add beautiful to this. So we're just going to go with good and bad or good and evil. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Regardless, that's today's topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Now we're about to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We're going to play some songs, two or three songs, this worship and praise, yeah, to God, Abba Father. From you, from me, yeah, all at the same time. We're just worshiping and praising him together. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. So let's worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. And when we come back from this worship and this praise, oh, yeah, we're going to continue on. We got these scriptures because I'm ready to get into this topic. Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. I'm ready to get into it because I almost didn't do this broadcast today. Yeah, God knows. But I had to block out a whole bunch of stuff. I had to block out myself. I had to block out people. I had to block out everything. I had to block out what I know. I had to block out what I have and what I don't have. I had to block out everything and remember why I got in this in the first place. That's what got me on this broadcast. I got into this. I gave God my life for him. I got into this for Jesus the Christ. Nothing else. I didn't get into this to get paid. I didn't get into this to make my name famous. No, I got in here for the love of God. Yeah. And I want to continue to make his name famous, right? But, yeah, I'm not up here, you know, just to give my own opinion or none of that stuff. I'm on here, right, to express my relationship with God and to encourage others and help others. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So let's worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. And when we come back after this worship, we get into these scriptures, bruh and sister. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, and we'll be back after this worship. Hey, get your mind right. Express your gratitude, your thankfulness to God. That's what worship is about. Yeah, expressing your love to him and not really asking him for nothing unless you're asking him to increase in you. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. We'll be right back. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, appreciate you listening.
Away, away from the noise, alone with you, away, away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. To worship you, I live.
Thank you. To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey,
here's my
desire. Everybody singing.
Just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you.
Somebody need to hear this. Come on, y'all.
Don't let it take your joy away.
Hold on, because we're almost over.
Don't let it take your joy away.
Heaven's gonna answer your call. I know you're hungry.
Hold on.
I know you're praying.
Hold on.
And you've been crying.
Hold on.
But just make it to the morning. Don't let your joy be. Trouble on, been praying but you feel like it's taking longer. You planted your seed, now wait for your harvest.
Believe that it's on its way.
Maybe you feel like you're lost, like a child who has wandered off. In the midst of your storm you will find your way. Don't let your joy.
Yeah.
I feel my help coming on. Can I get a witness in here? Anybody ever been down?
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, what's cracking, and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, we appreciate you tuning in, yes sir, and yes ma'am, however you tuned in and wherever you tuned in from, we appreciate you being here, yes sir, and yes ma'am, we just finished worshiping and praising God. Did you enjoy that? I hope you did, you know, listen to the music and get your clap on and get your praise on and get your worship. Yeah, worship on. All right, for sure with it, man. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. The call-in number, it only works when we are live, okay? When we are live. 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. All right? You can listen that way. You can also speak by pressing 1 to speak that way. All right, if you got any questions, all right, listen on the go, take your earbuds with you. You can listen live or from the archives. All you gotta do is Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at any time. Tune in, man. Pick a broadcast. We got over 1,000 ready for you. You know what I'm talking about? Over 1,000 broadcasts ready for you to listen to. All right, and we also go live Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that Bible study, Hip Hop and Jesus Christ Bible study, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. We're doing topics from the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? Like today, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. And I'm about ready to get into these scriptures, man. One more announcement. I got some good news. Aren't you tired of hearing all this bad news, chaos, and confusion in the world when you turn on the internet? Get on the computer when you turn on the TV, turn on the radio. I'm talking about bad news, chaos, confusion. Everybody giving their opinion is really babbling on. It's Babylon out here. They babbling on. Everybody giving their opinion. Well, mostly giving their opinion. Some of y'all need to shut your mouth. Well, most of y'all need to shut up. All right, well, people giving their opinions, man, like it's the truth. People giving their opinions. Their opinions ain't even facts. Opinions. Let me give your opinion. I remember back in the day, we wasn't giving our opinion out like that, man. Because opinions do what? They'll get you confused. Because this person feel like this, and that person feel like that. But that other person over there feel like that, and that whole group of people feel like that. You see what all them opinions get you? You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. Tune in to the When Hip Hop Meets the Christ good newsletter. We got a good newsletter. You can get it free. Yeah, free. You ain't even got to use your own money. Yeah, get it free. Sent straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month. So it's one about to come out because this month just started. So on the 15th of this month, this newsletter will be sent to your email, right? All you got to do is contact whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail. whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. And we got you. I promise you, you won't get nothing but this newsletter every 2 months. Unless you talk about something else, we can address that issue or have you. All right? So this good newsletter, it lasts every 2 months. It lasts for 2 months because it's full of God. It's full of his anointing. It's full of encouragement, and it's full of his power. So it's enough in there, enough of his word in there to get you through 2 months, really, to get you through life. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get that good newsletter. Again, sent free straight to your email every 2 months on the 15th of the month when hiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Holla. All right? Also, don't forget, the gospel album and the audio book by Oasis are available as well. Know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and I'm ready to jump over everything else and get into these scriptures. I'm ready to jump over everything and get into these scriptures because, you know, how many of y'all like to eat? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Do you like to feed your spirit and feed your faith? Mm-hmm. If you like to eat physical, you're going to get hungry again. But I hope you stay hungry and thirsting for this righteousness, which is in this word. You know what I'm talking about? With that being said, man, let's go ahead and get into it, man. Today's topic, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. And I got some scriptures on deck. And I hope you got your Bible. Pull out your computer, your laptop, whatever you got to do. All right? Pull out your Bible. And let's go to Ephesians, the first chapter. Ephesians, chapter number 1. Let's get that up in here. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 is where we're going to start off, and we're going to verse 21. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21. We'll start off just like that. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. Yeah, regardless if we acknowledge him or not, he's still the Lord. Regardless if we believe in him or not, he is still the Lord. That go for us too. Regardless of what they say about you, regardless of how you feel, you are still who God made you to be. Uh-oh. Yeah, it's getting warmed up already up in here. Up in here. I'm still looking for Ephesians, though. Ephesians, where are you? I'm in Galatians, so Ephesians right now. There it is. Somebody say, oh, there it is. All right, Ephesians chapter number 1. Verse 21, we're talking about Jesus, right? Now look at what this verse says about Jesus. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 says, far above all principality. Yeah, tell them principalities that Jesus is the principle. All right. Tell them principalities, Jesus is the principle. Yeah. Far above all principalities, he's Lord. He's far above all principalities. Principality is the devil and them demons. And guess what? Jesus is far above all of them. Hallelujah. Boy, that'll make you dance right there. If you know Jesus, you just got excited, didn't you? I know I did. Because Jesus is far above all principality. He's far above all power. He's far above all might and dominion. And he is far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, I like that verse. That verse, oh God, no, I'm talking about it's so powerful. Let's go back in it. Let's get some more power from it. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, you got to know this about Jesus, that he is far above all. He's far above. He ain't just above, but he's far above all principality. And power. That power, that goes for manpower, the government and all that stuff too. He's far above that power too. All right? Far above all power and might and dominion. This is my domain. He's far above that. And every name. I like that part. Yeah. Jesus Christ, his name is far above every name that is named right now, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. His name, Jesus, ain't never going away. So if you think you're following God, or you think you got a relationship with God, or you think you knowing God, and you're rejecting Jesus, you're not knowing God. I feel like preaching that, because there is no God without Jesus. I say it again. There is no God without Jesus. Kill every religion, because the devil ain't defeated by any religion. Now, coronavirus killed every religion, though. Coronavirus killed every... The government told... When coronavirus came, it scared the government, the man-made government, and then the man-made government scared the man-ran church. Because real churches stood up. You see what I'm saying? But every religion got scared because the government got scared of coronavirus. And the government told every mosque, every church, every kingdom hall, and you name it, to close down. And guess what? They did it. Now, these are religions. That's how you know religion ain't nothing. You got to have faith. Yeah, faith in God over the coronavirus. Religion will get you shot. Everybody who was in that religion, I'm talking about churches, mosque, that's for the Muslims, kingdom hall, that's for the Jehovah's Witnesses, and everybody else. The government told them to shut down, and they shut, because coronavirus scared folks. They never seen it before. So they looked to the government instead of looking to God, instead of looking to Jesus. But some of us still look to Jesus and still looking to Jesus, because we realize that he is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he's over every disease and sickness and pestilence as well. Yeah, we just getting started. Mm-hmm. We about to go to Acts. Let's go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter number 4. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord, regardless, man. The big four. Look until you find that big four. Big four. Acts chapter number 4. And then once you find Acts chapter 4, go to verse number 12. Yeah, we boasting and bragging on Jesus. See, that's why I had to go ahead and do this broadcast, regardless of how I felt. Yeah, I felt a little discouraged. Okay, let me keep it real. I felt a lot discouraged. So discouraged that I didn't even want to do the broadcast. But God, that's why I'm glad. We ain't just got... Now, David did encourage himself in the Lord once or what have you. Maybe he did it more than once. But the thing about it is, we don't always have to encourage ourselves. Sometimes you might. But God is the one that's going to encourage you, and that's what he did. Yeah, I looked up discouragement. Read the definition and all that. Get some synonym, you know. Then I looked up encouragement. I said, okay, then. I said, okay, Father, you're going to have to give me some encouragement now. He took it back. He said, hey, bro, why you got into this in the first place? You got into this for me, right? Yeah. So glorify me by getting on this broadcast. I said, okay, then. You'll take your mind off of the people, but glorify me. And not only that, you're going to get power while you're doing this broadcast. And here it is. We own it. I'm glad that God is God regardless. You know what I'm talking about? So Acts chapter 4, verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other. Now, he already is far above in every name that is named. Every name, too. He's far above all the principalities, every name that is named. And then we get over here to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation found in any other. Neither is there salvation found in any other. Salvation is that born-again process. Yeah, you being born again of God. Hold on. Let me. Don't take my word. I got scriptures. Hold on. Stay right there in Acts. Let me read something, though. Yeah. Salvation got to do with you. Me being born again of God. You see what I'm saying? Now, hold on. I'm going to read something. We're going to go right back to Acts chapter 4. Verse 12. Let me read something from the Word about the salvation. So it says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him. This is where salvation starts right here, when you receive Jesus. As many as received him, received Jesus, to them gave he power If you receive Jesus, he going to give you power. Okay, you ain't going to be weak. Yeah, I don't know where all these weak Christians come from. Right? Y'all don't read y'all Bible, huh? Or do you? But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Not no religion. Receive him, he give you power to be what? To become sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. And that's in John chapter 1 that I just read. Back over to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other. You cannot please God by any religion. You cannot please God by your philosophy, your opinion, or how you feel, or your belief or unbelief. If you believe in anything other than Jesus Christ, you're wrong. So there is salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven. The earth under heaven. There is no other name under heaven. That covers the whole earth, right? There is no other name under heaven given among men, given among humans, whereby be saved. Saved. Yeah, not no religious saved, but saved from God's wrath. Saved from being eternally separated from God. Yeah, that sounds, I want to be saved now, don't you? Yeah, you don't want to be eternally separated from God. That's what Jesus comes to save us from. From being eternally separated from God, from having God's wrath poured out on us. You know what I'm talking about? All right. From going to hell forever and ever, ever. Yeah, eternally separated from God. You don't want that. We are doing what we got to do so that we can hear, well done, good and faithful servants. Enter into the joy of your Lord. That's what we're trying to hear from Jesus. We don't want to hear, depart from me. I never knew you. But Jesus, we cast out demons and we went to church all the time. Depart from me. I never knew you. You didn't spend no time with me. That's how you get to know somebody. You got to spend time with. That's how you get to know God. Spend time with him through his word, in his word too. Yeah. 24 hours a day. How many hours you spending with God? If we did the 10% thing off of 24 hours, 2 hours and 40 minutes a day belongs to God. Now, what you doing with it? Yeah, 10% of 24 hours, yeah, 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. Now, is God worth that to you? Yeah, he worth that and some. All right, then. You know what I'm talking about? You got to do everything you're doing unto God. Even though, I'm talking about, this will make even the worst playing, the boringest job better. When you go in there and you know that you are doing it unto God, even for the children when you go into school. Yeah, know that God is watching. Know that God is already at your school waiting for you. Yeah, God is already in tomorrow. God is already in next week. God is already in next year. And however many years to come. You see what I'm saying? As a matter of the truth, he is the beginning and he is the end. How about that? Ain't nobody else bad enough to say that. I am the beginning and the end, says the Lord. All right. Let's go to Philippians. Next verse for the day. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. Again, appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Today's topic, Jesus Christ is the Lord, regardless. Philippians chapter 2. Let's go there. Philippians chapter 2. We're starting at verse 5 once you get there. Philippians chapter 2. And we're starting at verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. I'll give you a few more seconds to get there. Oh, this about to light you up right here. This about to set your faith on fire. Y'all ready? Philippians chapter 2, because see, you already know that Jesus is far above any opposition, any enemy, or what have you. Anything that's going against God's will, he's far above that, all right? That's including the devil and death. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 says, let this mind be in you. Yeah, you listening in? Whoever's listening. Let this same mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Yeah, get the mind of Christ. Let the same mind that Jesus had be in you. Let it become a part of you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. It's not robbery to be equal with God, not of Jesus doing it, because we understand that God is Jesus. Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. Not a religion with us, not an opinion with us, okay? Not a God, but the God. God with us, ain't number one. Number one, and if he call us gods with his little G-O-D-S, let him do that, okay? So, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, he's what? He's in the form of God. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but, verse 7, made himself of no reputation. Must be, you know, trying to make sure we got a good reputation. And I mean, a good reputation is good, but it ain't about that. But he made of himself no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. You can't, I mean, we living in a day where people just giving their opinion, they saying whatever, and they, man, you got to get over people's opinion. Get over what they saying. Don't be studying that, especially if it's not saying what God is saying. So, who being in the form of God, he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He didn't take none of God's glory. He ain't robbing God from none of his glory, but he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. We have to remember that we are servants in this world. This world serving itself. But you don't want to get caught up in it, right? You want to serve God, right? But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, right? He was in the form of God, the form of a servant. He's humble. And he was made in the likeness of humans. He had flesh and blood, just like ours, right? And being found in fashion as a man, guess what he did? He humbled himself even further. He humbled himself even more and became obedient unto death. Death didn't move him. Death didn't stop him. Okay? It didn't threaten him. He kept on going. Even the death of the cross, he became obedient unto death. I'm talking about literal. Yeah, that's the prime example. Jesus Christ is the prime example for all of us. Yeah, we all fall short when we put ourselves up against God's standards and up against Jesus. Jesus humbled himself, became obedient unto death. God wants us to go through some stuff, and we be like, no, God. See what I'm saying? The perfect example. Even though he had to face death, he still embraced the cross. Like, what? Yeah, we better learn from Jesus. Yeah, we got a long way to go. And guess what? You're not doing this on your own. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit of truth will be inside of you, producing and working all this in you. You know what I'm talking about? So it's his power. He gave us power to become sons of God. Not religion, not your own efforts either. You know what I'm talking about? All right? Philippians chapter number 2, verse 9. Because Jesus did all that, look at what God did. See, that's why you can't worry about what man or get focused on what man doing. Because man despises and rejects Jesus, but God exalts Jesus. Look at what God did. Because Jesus did all that, humbled himself even further and obedient unto death. Verse 9 says, wherefore God, not man, not Joe Biden, not Hershey Walker. Oh. Yeah, not man, not no political system or sides. Okay? God also has highly exalted him. Who is him? Jesus. God has also highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name. We just read it ain't going to never go away. He said above every name in this age and in that which is to come. And here we go again in the word, backing it up again. God has given him the name which is above every name. God has highly exalted Jesus. So that verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, not Yahshua, my name Joshua, okay? But do you ever know, do you know somebody else named Jesus? I ain't talking about Jesus. Yeah, this the name that's above every name right here. Verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That's why he made it like that. He highly exalted him, gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, look at this, in heaven, and things in the earth, that's where we at, and things under the earth. What? Yeah, how about that? Yeah, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That's in heaven, that's on earth, and under the earth. Verse 11 says, and that every tongue, no matter what language you speak, every tongue, every culture, God loves the world, all nations. He wants all of us. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yeah, that's why we brag and boast on Jesus Christ. Yeah, we confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord so that we can glorify God the Father. Every time you confessing that Jesus Christ is the Lord, yeah, you're giving God some glory. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. So keep representing and keep confessing that Jesus Christ is the Lord. I feel like preaching. But we're going to make it plain up in here, up in here, up in here, up in here. All right, let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. And look at how God overthrew the principalities and powers, triumphing over them openly now. So when Jesus was carrying that cross, God was actually having a parade when he was carrying that cross through the city. You ain't got to take my word, but we're going to get this from God's word. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I get it from. Colossians chapter number 2. Yeah, when God, now he was in Jesus reconciling the world through himself. So when Jesus was walking with the cross through the city, God was having a parade over the principalities and powers. Okay, let's go. Colossians. Where is it at? Right around here somewhere. Colossians. Right after Philippians. Colossians chapter number 1. I'm sorry, no, chapter 2 first. We'll go back to chapter 1. I'll put a bookmark there because we're going to come right back in Colossians. So right now, Colossians chapter 2. Verse number 15, Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, and having spoiled principalities and powers. Spoiled. Having ruined them. That's, if something's spoiled, it's ruined, right? All right? Spoiled principalities and powers. Ruined them. Overthrew the principalities and powers. That's right. So having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly. Told you he had a parade. A show, or we call, some people call movies a show. Yeah. He made a show of them openly. Openly, triumphant over them in it. See, the Jesus carrying the cross, we would look at it as sad. But no, that's salvation in that thing, bro. Yeah, salvation. Yeah, him being able to empower us to become sons of God so that we can obey God. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of what the first Adam did, the last Adam, Jesus Christ, the life-giving spirit, he straightened us all out. So God spoiled the principalities. We're still in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled or ruined, overthrew the principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, a public display, openly, triumphing over them. Triumph over who? The principalities and powers. He triumphed over them in it. So that's why the devil ain't got no business running up on you. Yeah. You get full of Christ, boy, the devil going to stay away. I'm telling you, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee. You get full of God, you submit to God, the devil going to run up out of your life and everybody else connected to your life. Yeah, because this anointing in us, this God in us, the Christ in us is greater than that devil that's in them. You know what I'm talking about? So he made a show of them openly and triumphed. I mean, he got the victory over them while he was making the show openly over them. He spoiled it. He messed their plans up. The Satan thought he had us. But God said, these are mine. Satan will never outdo God. Satan will never outdo God. You know what I'm talking about? All right, we're going to be back in Colossians in a few. Right now we got a few more places to go to, then we'll come back to Colossians. All right, so put a bookmark there or something, but just know, we'll be back in Colossians. Yeah, God overthrew principalities and powers, triumphing openly over them through Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 2. Yeah, I got a lot of scriptures because I want you to build, I want to build your faith up in God. I want you to have faith in God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word. Okay? Hebrews chapter 2. One verse. Hebrews chapter 2. We come to this verse a lot, but that last part is really what I want to highlight. But you got to know that Jesus got flesh and blood like you, except for now he's immortal. Alright, that's the only difference. That's the difference with us. He's immortal now. I mean, he's already in his everlasting body. We're still mortal. We got to be transformed. Alright, so Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, for as much then as the children, that's us, the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. You see what Jesus did? Yeah. See what God did? Came in flesh and blood just like us. We can relate to him. He can relate to us. He's been tempted in every area, but he didn't sin. So, yes, he can relate to us, and you can relate to him, whether you're male or female. He's been tempted with everything. Only he did not sin. That puts him above all of us. So, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. Now that shows something about God's love. For him to take flesh and blood like us so that we can relate to him. So he already know about us. All right? But he feel what we feel. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, flesh and blood too, just like us. So he also himself likewise took part of the same. Now here go the kicker right here. That through death, God might destroy Satan that had the power of death. See what I'm saying? That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. God, through Jesus Christ, you just see he overthrew the principalities and powers. He spoiled them, right? Yeah. Not giving them what they want, but ruined them. That's the spoil we talking about. So that through the death of Jesus Christ, God destroyed the devil that had the power of death. That's why the death or the devil can't do nothing to you when you belong to Jesus. No, the death or the devil cannot do anything to you when you belong to Jesus. You don't have to be afraid of death. You don't have to be afraid of the devil. You know why? Because God destroyed the one that had the power of death. That is the devil. God destroyed the devil who had the power of death. Now let's go to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 1. Let's look at this authority of Jesus and look at what Jesus is saying about himself. Now, people be saying stuff about Jesus. That one say something about Jesus. This one say something about Jesus. The other one say something about Jesus. But we need to take what Jesus says about himself. First of all, what God says about Jesus, believe that. And what Jesus says about himself. If somebody tell you about themselves, why wouldn't you believe them instead of believing what somebody else say? So Jesus himself in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, this is why you don't have to be afraid of death or the devil or hell. Yeah. Mark this verse, write it down, take a picture, screenshot it, highlight it, do something. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, I am he that lives. These words are in red. So no, the words that's in red didn't stop in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're in Revelation 2. I think they're in Acts 2. All right, so verse 18, Revelation chapter 1 says, I am he that lives. This is what Jesus is saying about himself. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. I got the keys of hell. I got the keys of death. That means Jesus can lock hell up and keep you out of it. Or he could unlock it and throw you in that thing. That means Jesus can keep death out of your life and off of you. Or he can let him go ahead and do his thing. Because he has the keys of hell and of death. Who has it? Jesus the Christ. Yeah. The Lord. The one who's Lord regardless. All right, one more place we're going to in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22. That was Revelation chapter 1 and 18. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now go to Revelation chapter 22. Y'all see the principalities, the powers, the devil and death ain't got nothing on you, right? It can't stop you because Jesus is the Lord. I mean, he's far above everything and everybody. Regardless, Revelation chapter 22. One verse. Verse 13. These words are in red too. Here go Jesus again. See, a lot of folks just think that's God. This is how you know that God and Jesus is the same. Look at this. These words are in red. Revelation chapter 22, verse 13. I am Alpha and Omega. Jesus is saying this. I am Alpha and Omega. God is saying this. God the Father, God the Son Jesus, God the Holy Spirit of truth. These three are one. Get it? These three are one. Yeah, not these three are three. No, these three are one, cuz. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these three are one. So I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. That's what Jesus is saying in red right here. Yeah, that's what Jesus is saying about himself, letting us know who he is. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I'm going to read verse 14. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Blessed are the ones that obey him. If he command you today and say do something, do it. That's a command. We're not under the law anymore because Jesus fulfilled the law for us. So now God commands us and tells us to do stuff. Now are you obedient? Blessed are they that do his commandments, because if you do what he's saying, you're blessed. That they may have the right to the tree of life. Everybody want that, right? But do you want to do what it takes to get there? Do his commandments. Do what he says. That they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. That's what we want. We want to enter in through the gates into the city. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, what this is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you. Tuning in, however you tuned in, today's topic, Jesus Christ is the Lord, regardless. And this broadcast is on fire. You know what I'm talking about? When we come back, we're going to continue on. Remember I told you to put a bookmark in Colossians chapter 1? When we come back from this praise break, we go into Colossians chapter 1. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. just a follower of Jesus the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? Be right back. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't want to hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit life. Gotta tell you this life is only found in Christ. We get to bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the light.
backwards world we live in. President making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows. I ain't studying man-made laws. Like the title of this song and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us. Why we treat him like crap? Living our lives to the full. Man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. If you don't want the truth, then don't come around me. Cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see. And as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Look, they poor over there. Let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her. No creativity in the mix. Nowhere. Not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping. Can't take hip-hop from us. Cause it's still real rapping. Leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell me like it is. You done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you. Don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that made him and became a believer.
Yes,
the life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? God got your back. But the world against you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? When the world is against you, what you really gonna do? You gon' fold like a coward or trust your God in you. God gave you that dream. He counting on you. Your trouble shouldn't get you down. Your faith will get you through. Feeling pressure from people. I just be trying to make my way. Still trusting you, Father, and talking to you every day. It's a lot of disrespect when you ain't got money. If they got it and you don't, they gonna look at you funny. You wasn't always at the top where your sympathy at. I'm not gonna always be like this. Just watch God bring me back. Shooting bullets, knowing that you really can't see me. I hit my life inside of Christ. You couldn't see me on TV. Passing trials of blessings because we learn our Father's law. I'ma take it and flip it and then give it to you all. So when the world is against me, it's what I'm gonna do. Keep my faith and come on me. Now what about you? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
You try to preach. You try to reach. You try to teach, but they don't wanna hear your speech. So what you do, it can get discouraging sometimes. Wait a minute, Christ is giving hope to these rhymes. I guess they don't understand, I guess they don't know. Without Christ in our lives, bruh, we really can't grow. Today when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. God is always with you from the very start. Now you rejected him, trying to live your life. Just realize there's no life outside of Christ. Keep your faith, even when they slander your name. It comes with all of Christ, so there's no need to blame. Come join me and let's turn up in the Savior. Come on, man, don't worry about your behavior. Father, help us do what we got to do. And when the world is against us, let's keep trusting you.
What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true? What you gonna do when the world is against you? God is for you. Can you stay true?
Already worth a lot of hours for a little bit of pay. And then they hit you when you off, come out coming today. They change the rules in the middle of the game, it's the same. For a little bit of money, fools are blowing out your brains. Switching the lanes in the suburban when I'm riding. Trying to let the youth know that Christ is arriving. Soon, they think they got time, but they don't. They acting like they got your back, but they really won't. Bust a grape in the grapefruit fight. I'm just saying, y'all wrong, I'm right. Or if I'm wrong, then I don't want to be right. And I'm just saying, if you right, I don't want to live that life tonight. I'm earning stripes cause I'm going through the go-through. Going through the pain and the pressure and it hurts too. Trying to let you know, God got it and he sees you. Trying to let you know, I'm just here to let you know.
Yeah, y'all, we back up in the building. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. Regardless means without paying attention to the present situation. That's what regardless means. Jesus Christ is the Lord without paying attention to the present situation. He's still the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord despite the circumstances. Yeah. He's the Lord regardless. Yeah, sometimes we let our present situation change our belief about Jesus, which it shouldn't. Mm-mm. The present situation, the devil be working, bro. Working. Constantly trying to get you. Well, I heard this older pastor say it like this. He was like, this woman told him when he was younger, this woman evangelist told him when he was younger that one of the main tools that the devil uses is discouragement. And discouragement, man, that could be hard. I just went through it this morning. You see what I'm saying? Discouragement. But we have to do everything we can to make sure we stay encouraged. Now, the Holy Spirit is in us, and these scriptures are for us, so the Holy Spirit will start bringing these scriptures back to you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you have to spend time with God. So you can know not only how to defeat the devil, but how to, you know, be empowered. You see what I'm saying? So Jesus Christ is the Lord. Our current or present situation does not change who Jesus is. All right? He's the Lord regardless. If he wasn't my Lord, I wouldn't be on the broadcast, and the devil would have been over there in the corner laughing. And then I had to deal with God and the fact that I disappointed him or what have you. But that's what you do. You keep pushing. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. You know what I'm talking about? We're in it. We're not of it. All right, go over to Colossians so I can wrap this up. Believe it or not, we getting there. We almost finished already. Colossians chapter 1. Yeah, we are almost finished. Colossians chapter 1. We starting at verse number 12. Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 12. Got it? I'm going to go ahead and read it. It says, Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father. Do what? Giving thanks unto the Father. Now, he says in everything, give thanks. Some of these situations we be in, it'll try to arrest your thanks. It'll try to arrest your praise. But that's why we go above and we still offer that sacrifice of thanksgiving and that sacrifice of praise, because sometimes it gets hard. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. But God said in everything, give thanks, because he don't want to hear your complaints. So you better learn how to thank him. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. So that's M-E-E-T. He made us meet the standards. So, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance. We are partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, because God did it. We thank him, for he the one that made us meet these requirements so that we can be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Verse 13, Colossians chapter 1. Verse 13, who has delivered us from the power of darkness. Look at what he did. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness. He delivered us from the power of darkness. The darkness got some power. Mm-hmm. That's what the devil operates in. That's what the devil is, that darkness. So who has delivered us from the power of darkness? He delivered us from the power of the devil. Remember? He defeated him through Jesus. Through the death of Jesus. So he delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us, orchestrated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Yeah, there's some royal stuff going on. This is not religion. Religion will make you miss all of this. It'll make you miss your power. It'll make you miss that you are in the kingdom of God's son, that you are royal. So verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. We have redemption or redeemed. You know, you redeem something, you buy it back. Right? So God bought us back with the blood of Jesus Christ because we messed up through Adam and Eve, remember? Gave some certain authority to Satan with his already defeated self. So verse 14, Colossians chapter 1 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Wow. No other religion will forgive your sins because no religion can. Not even the commandments. Because the Bible says it was something that the law could not do that God had to do. And he did it through Jesus. He made us righteous and he condemned sin in the flesh at the same time. So the law couldn't condemn your sin and the law couldn't make you righteous. So God did that through Jesus Christ because it was something that the law couldn't do. And this is the law that he gave through Moses. So if the law that he gave through Moses couldn't do something, left something undone, then no other law throughout all these religions can give you salvation. Okay? So Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, let me read it again. In whom we have redemption through his blood, he shed his blood for us, even the forgiveness of sins. God hates sin, and all of us owe God for our sins. But we can't pay it back, so you better receive the payment, which is Jesus the Christ, was paid for you. All right, verse 15 says, who is the image of the invisible God? He is the image of the invisible God. He is the image of the invisible God. Y'all see this? Who is the image of the invisible God? All right, can't see God. You can see Jesus, though, can't you? All right, who is the image of the invisible God? The firstborn of every creature. He's the firstborn of every creature. If you want to see God, look to Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the firstborn of every creature, of every creature. Now check verse 16 out. It says, for by him, see, God made everything, and he made everything by and through Jesus the Christ. For by him were all things created. By him were what? All things. How many? All things. By him were all things created. Now remember, when he made it, it was good. Even evil, Lucifer, was good at first. When he was Lucifer, God made everything, it was good. When things don't stay in the position that God put them in, then it turns bad, just like humans. See, Satan went through it first. And then here go the humans now, going through it now. So we in Colossians chapter 1, we in verse number 16, says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven. All things that are created in heaven were created by him, and that are in earth, everything on earth created by him, whether it's visible and invisible, because it is an invisible realm, eternity. We walking through the spirit realm all day. We don't even know. Tap into it, though. Use your faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, excuse me, all things were created by him and for him. Y'all see that? All things were created by him and for him. So no, you will not ever own anything. Because everything belongs to the Almighty. Now, you can be an heir of God, an inheritor of God, and a joint heir with Christ. You can do that. Yeah, you inherit, but you don't live and own nothing without God. All right? heir of God, joint heir with Jesus Christ. We in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17 says, and he is before all things. We got to remember, who got you here? He is before all things. See, we be tripping out and getting stressed out by present situations, present problems, present bills. But he is before all things. You got to remember, go before I had these. Yeah, God made your life for you before you was even here. So that's what Psalm 139 is about. Yeah, made a day for you before you even got here. Know everything about you. Know your thoughts before they come to your head. So he is before all things, and by him all things consist. So before you had bills, Jesus was still there for you, and he still was good and above all your bills and problems and everything. Mm-hmm. Before you had troubling situations, Jesus is still the Lord. Yeah, and he's still before and above all things. So he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Verse 18 says, and he is the head of the body, the church. Jesus is the head, not your pastor. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all got pastor as your head. No, Jesus is the head. There's only one Lord over us. All right? Now, pastor, apostles, and the prophets, and the teachers, and the evangelists, all right, they point you to Jesus. They are tools led by God. Tools used by God to lead others to Christ, right? And to help equip us in our faith. So it says he is the head, though. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, one day I was talking to somebody, and they were like, don't talk about my pastor. I said somebody pastor. Oh, man. Don't talk about my pastor. I said, golly. I said, man, if your pastor wrong, you wrong, Shelby. So I ain't going to hold back. I said, but I want to do you go to war for Jesus like that. Do you step up? Like these folks, don't talk about my church. Don't talk about my pastor. But if somebody dogging Jesus out, do you say, don't you talk about my Jesus, cuz? Because that's what I do. I get amped up. Hold on. What you say about Jesus the Christ? What you say, cuz? I don't believe in Jesus. Why you don't believe in Jesus, man? You know, he don't need you to believe in him, but you need to believe in him. He don't need you to believe in him. He's still who he is. But you need to believe in him because that's what he made us for. Yeah, we don't never supposed to be down here independent of God. You know what I'm talking about? So back over here, verse 18 says, he is the head of the body, the church. The church is the body. And let me tell you something. Every believer is the church. Yeah, we focus too much on the physical church, like gathering together. The actual building is just so we can fellowship with each other and worship God at the same time with each other. But you are the church. The kingdom of God is within you. We are the church. We are the body of Christ. He is the head of the body, though. The church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence, or that in all things he might have the supremacy. Not a group of white people talking about they supreme. Okay, I can't even say it for them. Anyway, but he is the one that's going to have the supremacy or the preeminence. Not a group of people or a person by themselves or a human being. No, he is the one that's the head. And he is the supreme being. Verse 19, Colossians chapter 1 says, for it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. It pleased the Father. So when you look at Jesus, you see the Father, you see Jesus, and you see the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. That's how God made it. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace, he made peace with God for us, having made peace through the blood of his cross. That's why we exalt Jesus. That's why we follow Jesus. Look at what Jesus did for us. He made peace through the blood of his cross so that we can be able to be in relationship with God. So having made peace through the blood of his cross by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, there it is again, I say whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, they made by him, shout it. Mm-hmm. That's why he let you know. He's the Lord. I got the keys of hell and death. I'm the Lord. That's what Jesus lets us know. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. That's what the Holy Ghost does. as well. So next scripture we're going to, 1 Corinthians. I got two more places after this. Then I'm going to let you go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Then we're going to Luke and then back to Revelation and then we're done for this broadcast. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. This is One Hip Hop Mr. Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you being here and listening. All right? 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Still looking at Jesus and looking at him right because he's the Lord regardless. Now we're going to compare and contrast, really ain't no comparison, but kind of, but compare and contrast Adam and Jesus. Let's go. Yeah, Adam and Jesus. Let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 22. Matter of fact, go back to verse 21. Could go back to 20, but I'll let you do that one. So 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 verse 21 says, for since by man came death, yeah, by Adam came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead, by Jesus. By one man came death, that's Adam, by the man, Jesus Christ, came also the resurrection of the dead. So Adam killed us, you know, and then Adam, you will die in your five senses and your logic and all that, right? Then Adam messed up because he listened to Satan. And that's where I believe fornication comes from. Because when you look at Genesis in chapter 3, and it says, while men slept, though, in another part of the Bible, while men slept. So remember, God put a deep sleep on Adam. So while men slept, that's when Eve and that serpent was conversing, and then Eve adopted, she listened to Satan over God. Yeah. Yep, that's where it comes from. Messed us all up right there, man. But Adam was over there asleep, but he was sleeping good. I'm quite sure God don't woke him up. He still was asleep. You know, sometimes God be telling us to do something, we still want to sit there. Go, go, go. I'm telling you to go. We still want to sit there. And God move you, though. Ain't no sitting. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 21, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Of the dead. The resurrection of the dead. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. Yeah, he is the Lord over the living and the dead, man. Jesus. Verse 22. Let's go. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse 22 says, for as in Adam all die. You going to keep operating like Adam? Want to be disobedient and fall? Want to just be in your flesh? All right? In Adam all die. Even so, in Christ, shall all be made alive, though. Yeah, Christ is greater than Adam. Was created of the dust by God now. But Jesus Christ was born of a woman. You get it? Adam was created by God of dust. Jesus Christ was born of a woman. Through God. All right, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Man, Adam, he messed us up. But what about Jesus fixing us up? Uh-huh. Well, I ain't know nothing about that part yet, because they're going to cause you to live a certain way unto God. You know what I'm talking about? So you can't sit up here and be blaming Adam. Man, Adam, he messed us all up. Well, Jesus fixed us all up. What? By man came death. By man came also the resurrection of the dead. And Adam all die. Even so in Christ, all will be made alive. Now go down to verse 45. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 45, it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam, not no A-T-O-M either, A-D-A-M, the last Adam was made a quickening or a life-giving spirit. Verse 46, 1 Corinthians chapter 50. Y'all see how the last Adam is greater than the first one? You see that? Let me read again. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. God formed him out of dust and breathed a breath into him, right? The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. He already comes spiritual. You see what I'm saying? He's spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. Adam came first before Jesus, right? But Jesus was already, existing, because even Adam was created through Jesus.
Because remember, God, we just read scripture, God made everything. He made everything for himself. Visible, invisible, principalities, powers, thrones, all that. Verse 47 says, the first man is of the earth, earthy. He made of the dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. That helps us be born again, too. Explains to us how we are born again. The first man, your flesh, is of the earth, earthy. The second man, born again, is the Lord from heaven. That's when God starts operating through you. It's no longer you, but it's him that's in us. Greater is he that's in us, because it's him that wills us and that carries out his will for us. And that's scripture too. So the first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. What? The second man is who? The Lord from heaven. Jesus Christ is the Lord regardless. Go down to verse 57. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't say you win the victory yourself. God gives us the victory. Boy, that's a good celebration right there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Thanks be to God, which gives us the victory. You got to earn it. He's giving it to you. Gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. God got us set up to win. And win real good. You know what I'm talking about? Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. I'm getting ready to close. You know what I'm talking about? I'm getting ready to close. Yes, sir. I'm getting ready to close. Yeah. I'm closing. Got two more places. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Chapter 3. You got to go to chapter 3. Yep. Luke chapter number 3. And then we're going to start at verse number 6 and then skip down to verse 21. So Luke chapter 3. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We almost done. Appreciate your patience. And like I said, tuning in to this broadcast. And when you're spending time with God, whether it's this broadcast or whether you spend the time with God on your own personal time during the week or what have you, or whether you go to church, right? Look at it as an investment of your time. It ain't a waste of your time. You're investing your time into God, okay? And this is going to benefit you. We invest our time in the other stuff that don't benefit us, and we be there for a long time just because we think the job benefit us. Uh-oh. We'll be here for 8 hours. How many time you spending with God? How much time you spending with God? You know you can do everything you're doing unto God, right? All them 8 hours, you can do them unto God. God's your boss. You know what I'm talking about? He override that earthly boss who think he's your boss. Luke chapter 3, verse 6 says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. That's what Jesus is. All flesh shall see the salvation of God. Jesus is the salvation of God. And if you go into details into this, read that whole chapter, you'll see that he is talking about Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. All flesh shall see the salvation of God, not the religion. None of these scriptures that we went over today give you religion. This gives you faith in God. All right? Luke chapter 3, verse 6. Go to verse 21. Luke chapter 3. Verse 21 says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Now Jesus was baptized for you. Just in case you ain't, oh, do I got to get water baptized? Water baptism? Jesus already baptized for you. Now John, let me ask you some more. John said, is somebody coming after me that's greater than me? I can't even, you know, untie his shoestring. Tie his shoestring. Back then, they, you know, they had the Air Force One sandals, though. I can't unstrap his strap on his Air Force One sandals, on his Jordan sandal. But hold on, okay, hold on. Luke chapter 3. Yeah, so John said, I come baptizing you with water, but the one coming after me, he going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Which one sound better? You want to go run to a Baptist church and get baptized with water? Or you want Jesus to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire? Mm-hmm. That's what you need. So Jesus was baptized and praying, and the heaven was open. And you can pray and open the heaven too. All right. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, now if you hearing this, I know he was talking to Jesus. And if you're hearing this today, he's talking to you. So jump yourself up in here. Take this. Take this, take this, take this. The next verse, verse 22 says, verse 22, I'm sorry. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape, like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven. This voice from heaven, not from hell, not from the earth. The voice came from heaven, which said, if you're listening to this, he's talking to you too. You are my beloved son. Or daughter, child, whatever. You are my beloved son. You're my beloved one. In you, I am well pleased. I know he was talking to Jesus, but now he's talking to you. Yeah, you know that? God can say he well pleased with you right now. He just want me to read it again. You are my beloved son. He let you know you are beloved by him. You're his beloved child. There's no male or female in the spirit. So you are my beloved son. In you, I am well pleased. God letting you know. He well pleased with you even now. He's well pleased with you being here, taking time to speak with him. You know what I'm talking about? All right, we're still in Luke chapter 3. I got one more verse. Go up to verse 16. I just explained that, but let me read it. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. Luke chapter 3. Verse 16 says, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. You write this verse down, circle it, screenshot it, highlight it, do something. John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I. Yeah, I'm preaching like this, but it's one mightier than me. That's why the title of the broadcast is named after him. Yeah, Jesus Christ is the Lord, regardless. He's greater than us. One mightier than I comes, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. There go your verse. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. You know what I'm talking about? Fire. All right, Revelation chapter 1. And we're going. We done after that. Revelation chapter 1. I know we was here earlier. We got two more verses from Revelation chapter 1, then that's it. And I do like to encourage you and want to encourage you to spend time with God in his word yourself in your own personal time. All right, today is Saturday, or whenever you tune into this broadcast, you can only get a few minutes of preaching. Okay? Okay, I've been on here about 2 hours, but I'm just saying. You get a few minutes of preaching, but you got how many hours a day? 24 hours, right? Day and night. And then you got how many days a week? We only on here one day, or maybe 2 days. Yeah, but that's 4 hours. Now, how many hours in a week? 24 times 7. I'm about to show my... my miseducation. 24 times 7 is. Do the math. Yeah, I will do it with 25 because I know that one kind of, but let me. What? Good guess. 7 times 4 is 8. 7 times 2. Oh, you got to carry 2. 7 times 4 is 28. That's what I said. All right. 7 times 4. 28. 7 times 2. 14 plus 2, 168. 168 hours, and you only get 4. You see how weak you are? If you only get 4 hours a week, or 4 hours a week with God, you got 170 hours. Yeah, we're going to round that up. 170 hours in a week, and you only spend 4 hours with God. And that depends on if you, you know, came into the broadcast or to church or what have you. If you go to church Wednesday and Sunday, and if you get that on time, that's about 2 hours apiece. You know what I'm saying? So we have to spend more and more time with God, man, especially in this time that we're living in right now. You know what I'm saying? Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and verse 8. Revelation chapter number 1, verse 7 says, behold, he comes with clouds. Behold, he coming with clouds. And every eye shall see him. Every eye he created, even them blind eyes going to be open. Behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him.
Yeah, way back then. They're going to see him too. And all kindreds of the earth shall wail. They're going to be crying real loud because of him. Even so, amen. Yeah, so be it. Because the spirit right here warning everybody and calling everybody. All right? You stay on the beaten path. Answer your call. All right? And don't worry about them. Because God calling all of us. But they're going to wail because of him. Because he coming in. He coming, bro. Whether they believe it or not. They want a godless world. So they're going to be wailing. I'm talking about crying. Yelling what they crying. Loud. From the depths of their hearts and soul, bro. Verse 8 says, I am Alpha. That's in red again. This is in red ink. I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the ending. That's why you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because your God, my God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is right now. He's relevant right now. Which was back then. He's relevant back then. And which is to come. Will be relevant in the future. The Almighty. Because remember, his name is above all names in this age and in that which is to come. Yeah. He is the Almighty. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Regardless. You know what I'm talking about? We appreciate you tuning in. This has been When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll get at you next time. Until then, yeah, keep your faith in God. Work your faith. Spend more time with God. Do that 2 hours and 40 minute thing. You can try it. Don't let it become no religion. You got to spend quality time with God. Now, I ain't saying you got to spend 2 hours and 40 minutes with God at one time, even though that's still straight. But how bad do you want this relationship with God? How bad do you want the will of God to be done in your life? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, hunger. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. We'll get at you next time when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Peace out.
Peace.
Four DJs.
Okay, I've always heard the name, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about. Because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, and something happens in my spirit. Every time I say that name is
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Say the name
Jesus.
Oh, you are now listening to the Mixed Up Mixtape Series.
Like it'll never lose its power.
I know you're gonna dig this.
I hear the people say they need the Lord every minute, every hour. But I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need to make it be right. It was so real to act like it wasn't happening. Happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When I called
you,
yeah,
Jesus,
what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the Holy Lamb.
Jesus,
that was slain. And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Oh, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain, And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
That name is
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You can depend on him. Yes, you can.
Paul said in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, he said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm here to tell you today that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.